I'm just saying, as long as we have something to bring concrete in June to the workshop, and if we have to have extra meetings between then and now, that's great, but I just think it needs to be really concrete so that there's no question about what our goals are. So.
And what I can do is I can have Sandy go into the archives and pull up the recommendations over the years, because I think you've forgotten. We put a lot of thought. Richard agrees. We put a lot of thought into our recommendations.
Sizes of boats.
Sizes and
tons and
tons. Yeah. But at that time, we did not have a community nor a city that was able to hear our concerns and why we were making these recommendations. Now, today, we have a community that I think is very much awake and saying, have you been to Bar Harbor? You know, have you been here? Have you been there? So it's a different tenor, I think. And I think they've given us the opportunity. I would like to strike, but that's just my opinion. Matthew?
Yeah, I mean, I've only been on the commission for 2-3 years, and we had this discussion since I've been here. We had seasonal limits on number of cruise ships we wanted to have for different times of year, and that just kind of fell by the wayside. So,
but so far, it's worked. The numbers haven't been pushed. Yeah. And cruise ships haven't tried to come in during the summer. We haven't had 12 show up. Well, nobody's pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't had to. Matt hasn't had to tell anybody no.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Richard?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, pretty much what you just said, that, you know, we've pretty much had the same view on this for a long time, but we've been getting a tremendous pushback from the other side.
Yep, it's a strong lobby group, no question.
From way back when they only wanted to charge $1 a head, and they put us in front of the Chamber of Commerce and all chastised us for how bad people we were. And this has been going on for quite a while, but now the community, like you said, is waking up and seeing what this could turn into if we don't get organized and get ahead of this. And I don't think anybody really wants the amount of cruise ships that are coming now. I'm not hearing that from anybody. So I think, we should keep doing what we're doing here and keep pushing. And with the community support, just keep coming into our favor here.
Yep, the community support is here. It is a very strong lobby group, incredibly strong. But I think slow and steady is winning the race. And I thank the commissioners that have been here long enough to see it to the end, because I think it is very important. Slow and steady does win the race. It's taken the community a while, but the fishermen have been vocal. The pleasure boaters have been vocal. There have been numerous people that have come forward that are concerned about potentially what can happen to this beautiful community of ours. David.
Yeah, didn't the city council just push for to get a consultant on the economic impact?
That is something they've been talking about.
Did they pass it? So I was just wondering how that would fit in with this. Or
probably would not.
Okay. It takes a while. Is it a year? Did I hear a year all the material come in?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think right now they're trying to, the lobby group has their plan. Hopefully the city will hire somebody who's objective and not.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Of course. Yeah. That is something we can actually, I think my guess is that council is aware that it only makes sense to have a non-biased individual that is not being paid by the industry or yes, possibly receiving pay by the city, but there's no shenanigans, let's say, because numbers can be very deceptive. And so, David, are you okay with us moving forward and trying to kind of hammer this out between now and June?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it looks like a majority.
Yeah.
Do we need to take a vote on that, or can this just be trying to
anything? Yeah. There's no proposal.
No, we're just kind of agreeing that's okay. So there's
April we come out of the gate.
So April we come out of the gate. And if you have things that you want to do as far as homework, I mean, like I said, I'll talk with Sandy to see if we can find all the recommendations, because it goes back. I remember size limits, this, that, and
I've been calling Harbor Masters. good last man. Year or so.
So yeah. And
talked with Bar Harbor quite a bit. And basically, he said there's actually no. He has no enforcement power over those restrictions, but it's been okay. It's worked, right? I mean, is that your understanding, Matt? Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, I spoke to him a couple of weeks ago about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a private. I mean, you saw it. I mean, it's a Rolls-Royce dock. Their infrastructure, Bar Harbor's infrastructure, is completely different than ours. Completely different. And I know Matt has brought up, you know, it doesn't mean people can't bring their boats in should Journey's End decide that they want to put in some sort of pier that would accept the boats.
That's what I thought, but that's not what Bar Harbor said. They said it's a harbor-wide passenger limit.
Well, yeah, if we went that route, correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying, if you don't go that route, then someone could end.
Ed, when they voted on the last fee raise for cruise ships, that wasn't there some verbiage about limiting people per day in that, in the ordinance, or in the...
I don't
that would have been in the fall.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't recall.
Yeah.
I know it said something about, you're saying it did? Did
you want to
yes, Lisa.
As it was before I was elected, but I was attending at that point in time. It was my understanding that there was legislation introduced to try to limit the number of passengers, including any dock. So including if the isolation expanded, or if landings expanded, or if anybody expanded, to try to get a fee, no matter where they were, and to try to get a limit for the whole. But that did not pass.
Oh, it didn't pass.
It's my understanding it's going to come back up again, to be considered again soon.
Okay. The way I understand that was basically splitting the fee where, similar to Bar Harbor, the private entity gets the tendered fee. However, there's also a harbor fee, which was basically half.
A head tax.
Exactly, and we've spoke about that in the past, and that was introduced. But there was nothing to do with passenger cap, though.
I thought it had a passenger number. And
I didn't see it.
Over, it's here, and it's $10. Five came to us. If they came over private dock, the five, or whatever they negotiated went to them is what...
Yeah, maybe it was at, I'm sorry, at the, when we had the little workshop or whatever, or we were talking to the council, and Ed said, I will vote for it, but he also mentioned throwing in a cap, but I thought the verbiage he had for the ordinance included an actual cap.
Well, apparently it didn't go through, so now the council has asked us to come up with that, which is different than setting up a fee structure. We haven't been asked to set up a fee structure. That may be something we as a commission think about at some point, maybe after June. But it might all shift a little bit. So, I mean, the fees all, I think fees, we already know how we all feel about the fees. And that's something that will keep coming up. You know, how does Rockland fare among with that? So, So whether or not that came before council and failed doesn't matter. What we're here to do between now and June is come up with everybody's agreed upon passenger cap limits. Debate about whether it's passengers for all harbor usage, or debate about whether it's passenger cruise, just passenger limits on the cruises. Matt's going to find out the legal piece on that to find out why Bar Harbor handled it the way it did.
He said there was some sort of harbor management handbook that the state has. He was reading me stuff in it, and it was, I mean, a lot of it's on public safety stuff, but you could use those state regulations for how harbor master, what kind of jurisdiction harbor masters have. That was his basis.
The harbor master handbook.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we've all agree.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You guys will work on that, huh? Yeah. When I have internet, I'll...
You have internet, Sam?
No, I'll be at sea.